This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Now that we've established lawmakers' fiscal myopia, are they doing any envisioning, however fuzzy the view, toward Louisiana's future? Representative Steve Carter says it's not the first time he's been asked about that.
My wife has said, do y'all ever get together and sit down and prioritize and plan and see where you want to go and see things that you want to do? To my knowledge, no. We should do that.
What does LSU economist Dr. Lauren Scott see in the future? He says Louisiana should be better prepared to deal with the retirement of baby boomers.
Those different stages that the baby boomers are getting ready to go through, assisted living, then the nursing homes, and then funeral homes. I mean, the funeral home industry is going to be really big. The question is staffing at those places. It's going to be interesting to see if there's going to be robotics there.
Robotics and automation are also in DOTD Secretary Sean Wilson's vision of future needs.
We can't assume that we're going to move everything the same way we do today. And that brings to mind things like automated connected vehicles. And how does the road communicate with that vehicle? If you're going to have a driverless car, it's going to need to communicate to the structure to be able to operate efficiently.
Of course, prepping for these things takes money. But as Appropriations Chair Cameron Henry has said,
everybody would like more money, a lot more. The fact is, it just doesn't exist. It's not there.
To which Commissioner of Administration Jay Darden replies, open your eyes.
We've got to wake up and decide what are the priorities of the state and how much money do we need to make them happen.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.